Hello, this is Dawn Padmore, Vice President of Awards at the James Beard Foundation. On the Road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line from the iconic and much anticipated James Beard Awards. We've got the Vice President of Awards, Dawn Padmore, and also the VP of Events, Siobhan Flaherty. Haber, welcome to WGN.
Hello. Thank you, Dane. Lovely to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. Now, for the listeners, just to let them know a little bit, the James Beard Awards have been around for a number of years, and as kind of the emergence of chefs and celebrity and celebrating the industry and its people, the awards have also kind of risen in popularity, prominence, importance, but always in addition to recognizing the excellence and achievement, they've also raised awareness for causes and create programs to support the people of food in food. So we're going to talk a little bit about the excitement of the awards coming up, but a little bit about James Beard and the foundation. It's always been more than a medal.
That's right. It always has been, really. And I think in the last few years, we've really expanded as leaders in the industry to also provide support and other programs for people, including those who may not necessarily have access, the ability to have the spotlight on them. There are many, many programs in addition to the awards that fall under the umbrella of our organization and really that speak to our mission, good food for good, you know, promoting accessibility, promoting equity, and transparency. All of those are very important pillars as part of our mission and in the work that we're doing.
Yeah, and when it comes to support in those areas, you know, women in leadership and the equity side of things has always been part of it. So talk a little bit about that. That has been a recurring and an important theme for the foundation, but also maybe if you could touch on a little bit in these, like, the most challenging times ever and how the foundation has also been able to and mobilized to share, whether it's resources or opportunities or just awareness related to all of the pandemic related things that have hit the industry.
Sure. I mean, we have some really wonderful programs that address all of these things. Beer House Fellows, which is very new. They'll be coming to Chicago, by the way, for our upcoming events on Monday. Women's leadership, as you mentioned, we have the Legacy Network, Chef's Boot Camp, the Black and Indigenous Fund. And also the awards, you know, we went through an audit over the last year, just looking to make the policies and procedures of the program more transparent, build in more equity, continue that work. So really everything is pointing to this wonderful North Star of how to support and inspire the industries to do better.
It's really great, right, to have something like the James Beard Award industry-wide that is sort of this beacon, you mentioned North Star, to kind of look to, right, for whether it's inspiration or recognition or validation in a bunch of different ways, and to have that infrastructure in place to be able to mobilize in times, not only in just general need on the cause side, but also specific need on the situation side, I just think is so important. So for the awards themselves, and for those of us in Chicago who have been there and have covered it, it is an amazing event. It is the Oscars of the food world. The awards themselves, it's global recognition, national representation. So this year, so many cities are involved. They're going to be participating. Chicago is the home base for it, and some's going to be virtual, some will be in person. Talk about what the awards are going to kind of look and feel like this year.
Sure. Well, the first thing is we are taking a pause, really, on handing out awards this year, as you know. Instead, we're going to recognize the industry, really, and those in it that really stood up when they were under such duress because of the pandemic, stood up for their communities, came out and supported them in various ways. We'll be recognizing folks that are really examples of so many people across the country that really, as I said, you know, showed up and supported each other and their communities. So we're really excited about that. And of course, we're really excited to be in our home city, Chicago, to do that. In addition to Chicago, we'll have viewing parties. So as you know, the event is a hybrid, I would say.
Right.
Siobhan can reconfirm all of these things. So we'll have some people live in Chicago watching this broadcast on Twitter, on James Beard Twitter account. But we'll also have viewing parties in satellite cities, Philadelphia, D.C., Houston, and Oakland. So really, it's like a virtual national party. At least that's how we like to think about it.
Well, some of the things that happen with sort of these virtual hybrids, I see as they were workarounds related to the pandemic and access and everything, but some of them are very cool. I mean, you could share a little bit more about some of the elements too, but I think maybe going forward, these watch parties could be something that could stick around.
I think it's great. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it just, it allows for more interaction and for both consumers and trade across the country. It's really, really cool. We're really excited about it. And we also have that opportunity to showcase chefs and other creative arts people in all of those communities. You know, it's sort of widening the net, which is really our theme overall, I think. Besides supporting folks in the industry. So we're really excited about that.
Let the listeners know we're talking with the Vice President of the Awards, the James Beard Awards, Dawn Padmore. And we also have Siobhan Flaherty-Haber. She is on the line. She is the Vice President of Events. So Siobhan, a quick question for you as you're putting this together and you know and have experienced in and around the traditional James Beard Awards. This one is an event, a recognition event, and you've brought in all of these other cities. So when you pick out the cities, is there any sort of hierarchy for who is involved? Is it just based on, you know, somewhat population, or is it that these are great food cities? Because I can see in the future, just like we mentioned with Dawn, if people are sort of competing to be a part of it from the city side, that, you know, people will be like, hey, what about us next year?
Great question. I mean, there's many, many cities we wish we could be in, but, you know, we do. We limited it this year to the ones Dawn mentioned. You know, we really picked them because they're places we have deep relationships with chefs and the culinary community. And we also wanted to have, you know, kind of East Coast, West Coast, Texas representation around the country.
It makes a ton of sense. Now, these events have always been, and there's always been great messaging, higher purposes, causes built into it, but always star-studded. And for the event that's happening here in Chicago on the Harris rooftop, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. So who's going to be there? Because I know there'll be people representing, and probably, you know, you can see them on the watch parties locally here. Like, who's going to be at the event, and what are we going to see?
Well, our presenter, our host, is Kwame Onwuachi, a multiple award-winning chef personality who just had his own festival of his own recently. He's well-loved and liked in the restaurant community and elsewhere. So he'll be our star host. So we're excited about him and a lot of other special guests. Virtually, we'll have some cool performances, but that'll be something that we would love your listeners to watch. So we'll keep that a little bit under wraps, but it's quite exciting.
Oh, well, you know it'll be great. If it is the James Beard Foundation, if it is the awards, if it is the events, you know that it's going to be something to experience, and so many great personalities and then so many kind of messages woven into an amazing evening. So let's talk a little bit about how people can get involved. This is going to be even more accessible. You know, the event itself, even though it's a huge and expansive event and all the representation, it's been kind of exclusive. And so this is very cool to have people to be able to get in. You're building in the social media side. How can people get in on all the action?
To get involved, tune in on Twitter on Monday, September 27th. Our handle is at Beard Foundation. And the event starts at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that, how people can participate and get in on all the action coming up on the 27th. And as we let you go, and we talked a little bit about the foundation, its work and everything being more than just that amazing and iconic medal that represents so much of it. And as the smoke clears, the James Beard Foundation, for people who think that it is just recognition and it is just a once a year event, you guys are doing stuff all the time, whether it's the programs that you mentioned, some of the initiatives. But there are events that happen around the country with the James Beard House and dinners. So talk a little bit about if there's some that are coming up that you want to highlight or mention, and certainly where people can go to get more information.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple of few ways people can get involved in our actual events besides the awards, watching them on Twitter on Monday night. We have a Greens programming in Chicago, which is for food lovers under the age of 40. So if you go to jamesbeard.org and look at the Greens programming, we do have an event coming up October 13th, actually in Chicago, and then I'll Taste America program, which are dinners across the country, pop up in Chicago at least twice a year. So you can also sign up for that on our website. And beyond that, as Don mentioned, we have our Beard House Fellows program, and it is based here in New York at the Beard House, but each monthly fellow, which is a young chef who we're giving really the skills, you know, in finance and legal advice, is making a beard box, we call it, which is actually shipped nationwide to people's house. So people in Chicago and everywhere can sign up for that every month.
Oh, that's great to be able to share what it is in a bunch of different ways and make it accessible and relevant and more things to more people. It's what you guys are doing, have always kind of striven to do, and it's going to be great. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that stuff, and excited for the awards, excited to have them back. I know it's going to be a recognition celebration, and it's not necessarily the awards itself, but to have James Beard back in Chicago live is part of really what we're all excited about as things hopefully get back to some of the things we know and love. So guys, Don Padmore and of course Siobhan Flaherty Haber, thanks so much for everything you guys are doing for the foundation's work, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. We are really happy to be here with you, and we look forward to seeing Chicago, and we'll be back in full swing in 2022, so stay tuned for that.